Praise the Lord. Dear friends, for today's reflection, we take Psalm 28, verses 7 and 8. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts. So I am helped and my heart exults. And with my song, I give thanks to him. The Lord is my strength and my shield. The people of Israel was always on war. They were forced to fight in the desert during the journey to the promised land. They were attacked several times. To take hold of the promised land, they had to fight, and to stay in the land also they had to fight. Even today the fight continues. A people who had always to fight to keep the land, to live in the land. Always attacked by enemies stronger than them, stronger in number and stronger in weaponry. So the experience of the people of Israel expressed in the Bible somehow brings also this experience of war and attack and weapons. So this experience reflects also in their prayer, the Psalms. So when they think of God, they think of also their experience of protection. When you are attacked by an enemy that is stronger than you, you need someone to help. And in this situation, they speak of the Lord as their strength and their shield. And we know in the warfare, especially when you are using sword or spear or arrows, you need shield to protect from the attack. And there were several types of shield, some round shield or square shield, shield made of wood covered with leather, or steel made of metal, small or big shield. If people are fighting with dagger and sword, they have a smaller shield. If they are somehow attacked by spear and arrows, they have a larger shield. And when they are besieging a city, they use even bigger shield. But whatever be the metal material or shape or size of the shield, one thing is clear. Shield is for protection. Protection against attacks. And here the Lord is presented as the one who stands before me, who protects me from all attacks. So this was their experience. When they were confronted by enemies much stronger than them, it was the Lord who gave them protection. Even today, we feel assailed by various enemies. Sometimes the enemies are inside our own selves, our own inclinations, greed, our complexes, our fears, our hatred. All these are enemies that assail from inside. Also, there are enemies from outside. All ideologies, anti-religious ideologies, trying to take away faith and hope in God, trying to propagate ideas that are against the faith, that leads us to hatred and depression maybe, and despise others. So enemies from inside, enemies from outside, and the real true enemy Jesus called by name Satan. All the powers of evil that assail us can conquer us unless we have this shield. When assailed by temptations, assailed by enemies, we have to cover ourselves with the shield. The Lord is our shield. One thing about the shield is all the attacks is on the shield. It is the shield that takes up the hits and blows of the weapons, and it's the shield that is wounded. And this somehow represents what Jesus did for us. He was wounded for our sins. Through his wounds, we are healed. The punishment that should have been upon us, Jesus has taken upon himself. He is our shield. And he is wounded for us that we may have life everlasting. We thank the Lord for functioning as the shield. And we take refuge behind him. Amen.